There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Back everybody to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits here Monday, July 23rd edition. We got a 13 game slate on tap and a lot of nasty weather to look at. Hopefully everybody had a good weekend, ready to get back at it, enjoy the Open Championship, some great golf over the weekend. But we got baseball today. Like I said, 13 games, weather to watch for. Boston, Baltimore, lots of rain. Dodgers, Phillies, lots of rain. Pittsburgh, Cleveland, 30% chance of rain. San Diego and the Mets, lots of rain. So keep an eye on that. A lot of rain coming to the Northeast in the coming days. So be prepared. Your totals on this 13-game slate, Red Sox, Orioles, 9. Angels, Phillies, 8.5. Twins, Jays, waiting on that one. Braves, Marlins, 8. Yankees, Rays, waiting on that one. Pirates, Indians, 8.5. Padres, Mets, 8. Cardinals, Reds, 9.5. D-backs, Cubs, waiting on that one. A lot of spot starting going on today. A's, Rangers, 11. Nationals, Brewers, 9. Tigers, Royals, 9.5. White Sox, Angels, waiting on that one as well. So let's just get right at it. Let's talk about your pitching. You've got three guys over 10K that we are looking to target tonight. Top price guy is Luis Severino at 13-2, and based on the weather situation, he might stand alone. But the guy's been absolutely outstanding. He's faced Tampa Bay twice this year in two starts, 15 and a third, two earned 16 Ks. He's averaged 32 points per game against the Rays. He's had back-to-back rocky starts at Cleveland, at Toronto, but overall, he's been very, very good this season. You have a Tampa Bay team that's going to strike out for you plenty of times, a total of 22.6% of time against righties. Severino's numbers are outstanding. Tampa Bay team with, we don't have a total yet because we're waiting on that one, but lefties hit 304, righties only 295 off Severino. And the Rays have a 134 ice over right-handed pitching, which is not good. The other option you have here, this is my top option up here, and weather permitting, of course, and weather looks nasty here, but Jacob DeGrom, they had a rainout last night. We'll see how tonight goes, but he's at home against the San Diego Padres. He's averaging 27.5 a game at home. Faced the Padres once this year, 7 and a third, 5 hits, no earned, 8 Ks for 31.7 points. He is a machine. He is outstanding. He's going up against a Padres team that is just horrible versus right-handed pitching. You look at a Padres team, 286 WOBA, 122 ISO, both very, very bad versus right-handed pitching. So DeGrom at 12-2, definitely someone to keep an eye on tonight. If the weather's permitting, your top option up here. The third guy I'll mention, again, weather permitting in this one as well, is Ross Stripling at the Philadelphia Phillies. Guy's putting together a great, great season. He faced the Phillies once this year, 7 innings, 4 hits, 1 earned, 9 Ks. 32.2 DraftKings points coming off back-to-back 23-plus point performances. You know, he gets the job done. He's very, very efficient, but he still has a 28% K rate, a 49% ground ball rate. The Phillies strike out 26% of the time versus right-handed pitching. They have a team total of 4. Lefties, 235. Righties, 265 versus Stripling. He gets lefties, he gets righties. It does not matter. So the Phillies, you know, they can run into one from time to time. It's a good hitter's ballpark. But Stripling gets the job done with tremendous strikeout upside at $10,200. Saving 3K on Severino, 2K on DeGrom could come in handy as the night goes on because some other options down below here are not good at all. So when you're looking at the pitching, I go in this order, DeGrom, Severino, Stripling, but Stripling is your definite saver of the cash, and you could definitely use that tonight, it seems. Dropping down below 10K, it gets really interesting. You look at Sean Newcomb, who at one point in time was absolutely outstanding for us, and he has scuffled a bit. In his last 10 starts, he's averaging 10.9 per game. He's faced the Marlins twice this year, two times, 12 innings, one earned, 10 strikeouts. He's averaging 23.2 a game versus the Fish. Three straight really bad starts, 6.6, minus 1.2, minus 4.8. Arizona, at Milwaukee, at the Yankees. So, not ideal starts. But when you really break it down, Miami, they strike out 22% of the time versus left-handed pitching. He's got a 22% K rate. Walks are still his issue, 12% walk rate, 46% ground ball rate. So, a lot to like in that picture. The Marlins have a 3.9 total. It's third lowest on the slate. Lefties hit 356, righties 288. So, Newcomb's quite a reverse splits guy. When you're looking at the Marlins, you're worried more about their righties than their lefties. And when you really dig into the Marlins, they have a 286 WOBA and a 107 ISO, both horrific versus left-handed pitching, making Newcomb a very, very intriguing option at this price point at $8,200. You can't ignore him tonight at all, especially with the pitching the way it is, with the weather concerns the way it is. This definitely becomes a Newcomb option tonight at $8,200. You know, you look at four games, and there's like two or three other games with 15% chances of weather. But there's three really bad ones. This can turn from a 13-game to a 10-game real quick. So you're going to have to mix and match and be able to pivot. And a guy like Sean Newcomb at 82, definitely a pivot option. Jaime Barria, $8,100 at home against the Chicago White Sox. Barria is averaging 13 points a game at home on the season. He's not flashy, but he's got upside. Good cash game play, I'd say. You know, 11.1, 5.2, 12.4, 14.5, 6.5, 26.5, 11.1. Couple 25s in a row. So, you know, 325 plus point performances in his last 10. Double digits in like 8 of his last 10. The biggest thing you want to really look at here, which catches your attention, is Barria is facing a Chicago White Sox team. Strikes out 25.5% of the time versus righties. Barria gives up a lot of hard contact, but doesn't walk many. Keeps the ball in the park for the most part. Things we're definitely going to want to do tonight. And when you're facing a White Sox team, he's 303 versus lefties, 433 versus righties, so reverse splits. So the White Sox righties are the ones you're concerned about. But they have a 307 WOBA, 161 ISO, which is barely average at best. So definitely an option there. We saw, you know, Wade LeBlanc and Marco Gonzalez, two lefties, shut down the White Sox over the weekend. King Felix gave up four in the first, but then shut them down. He still got like 7 or 8 Ks, still got you a decent performance. So at $8,100 on a rocky slate, Barria is in play for you. The upside might not be tremendous, but he does. He's shown the 25-point upside, but also at worst, he can probably get you that 15 points you're looking for to keep your lineup rolling. So in the mid-K range, I got Barria 1, Newcomb 2. Newcomb might pass him as the day goes on. We see lineups and weather concerns and other things come into play because he's got much, much more upside than Barria, but he seems much more volatile than Barria, if that makes any sense. Dropping into the 6Ks and below, you got Francisco Liriano at $6,600 at the Kansas City Royals. It's terrifying to say those words, but he's faced the Royals three times this year. 19 innings pitched, 5 earned, 14 Ks. He's averaging 18.2 a game versus the Kansas City Royals. He's coming off some rocky starts. Liriano specials out there. But when you look at the Royals, they do struggle versus the lefty. 23% K rate versus lefties. If Liriano's not walking, guys, he's okay because he's got a 10.5% swinging strike rate, 19% K rate, 45% ground ball rate, 30% hard contact rate. He just walks, get him in trouble, and then he gives up the big hit. So keep the ball in the park, and we should be okay there. Kansas City has a team total of 4.8, lefties 300, righties 396, so the righties can't get to him. But when you look at the Royals, 294 WOBA, 129 ISO versus left-handed pitching, they do struggle a ton. Now Bonifacio's back, which helps a little bit. But as a whole, the Royals do struggle versus the left side of the plate. So keep Liriano in mind at $6,600 in these options. As you drop down a little farther, you're going to have to really decide if you want to gamble after Liriano. Two guys I'll mention, and you can say I'm crazy, and I'll understand. But you got Lucas Giolito at $4,900 at the Angels. A lot of this is price point dependent for me, and he's really shown some life. 27-3, 14-3, minus 3.5, 13-5, 22-4. So four of his last five starts, 13.5 or more, and he's $4,900. So he's an option for you. I'm not going to get too deep into the specifics on those. And the other one is Eric Lauer at the Mets, only because he's $4,000. That price point stands out a ton. You know, minus 3.7 against the Cubs, and then 33.9 against the Dodgers. 11.3 at Arizona, 5.9 against Miami. Sorry about that. 5.9 against Pittsburgh, and then 15.9, 24.5, 12.95, 17.1. All price points you take at $4,000. So if you're not going to Grom and the game plays, you could punt all the way down to Lauer at 4K and see where that takes you. But pitching's pretty bleak down here, so I got Lariano 1, Lauer 2, Giolito 3. Let's recap the pitching real quick up top. DeGrom 1, Severino 2, Stripling 3. In the middle, Barria 1, Newcomb 2. Down below, Lariano, Lauer, Giolito. Let's get into the bats on this 13-game slate. Hopefully it stays 13 games. You got the catcher's position at $4,800 for Realmuto is not bad, but I'm going to go elsewhere tonight. You could look at the likes of Gary Sanchez is back at 42 in a GPP only. Like Robinson Chirinos, 4,100 against Brett Anderson in Texas is outstanding. That is a really good play. Highest total on the slate. Going to be a lively, lively ballpark. And it's Brett Anderson who's just not good at baseball. Texas has the highest team total at 5.63. Lefties 394, righties 389 off of Brett Anderson. So he's very, very much a play. If you aren't going Lariano, Sal Perez at 4K is an outstanding play as well. Definitely should be on your list of options tonight. Sliding down farther, though, gets a little more interesting as you look around. You can look at the likes of Tucker Barnhart at 3,400 against Ponce de Leon. Definitely an option there. Alex Avila at 33 versus Farrell. Sandy Leon at 33 are a couple options you could look at. Russell Martin at 32 versus Mejia, I don't mind at all. Russell Martin's very, very hit and miss, more of a GPP than a cash game play. But going against Francisco Mejia, you look at Mejia, lefties 473, righties 390. So Russell, the love muscle at 32, could definitely be an option for you there. Omar Navarro's of the White Sox at 32. That sucks as prices come up, but he's in play for you as well. Versus Barria, don't hate that at all. Other than that, you know, check around. You know, you got James McCann at 29 versus Filmer. That's an option for you as a cheaper one. Martin Maldonado at 28 versus Giolito. Definitely a cheaper option you can go to there. I don't hate that at all. I think that's a pretty solid-looking play there. Yeah, like I said, check your lineups, see what pops up, as there's always something. You know, Caleb Joseph usually comes up or something like that as a cheapie you can target. First base, you got Matty Carpenter at 5,500 in play for you there. Jesus Aguilar at 55 versus Gio Gonzalez, very, very intriguing as well. So those are two phenomenal plays at the top of the price point. As you drop down farther, though, you got like Edwin Encarnacion at 47, but Yonder Alonso, our boy, is up to $4,700, which is so depressing. Not getting our value, but he's double-donged over the weekend, is having a big, big season. So, got to give love to the boy. Farther down you go, though, you got like Max Muncy at 45 versus Eflin. Very solid look there. excuse me. CJ Cron, not against Severino, nope. But Greg Bird at 4,200 could be a GPP play for you there. Ryan Braun versus Gio Gonzalez at 42, absolutely love. Braun's first base outfield eligible, good price point for him there. He was 3,600 yesterday. Price already shooting up on that one. Sliding on down, like Wilmer Flores at 4K versus Lauer Flores, first base, third base eligible. We know how he mashes lefties. So if you're not using Lauer, Flores at 4K is an outstanding savings at first base or third base. Cody Bellinger down to $3,900 is criminal. That's a great price point there. First base outfield eligible for Cody. And Lomo at 3,800 is very, very good as well against Santos of Toronto. So go take a look at Lomo at 38. Bellinger's price is down, probably his ownership's down because he's been batting so low in the order lately, which sucks, but keep him in mind. Matty Olson versus Cole Hamels at 38 and GPP only. Olson double-donged yesterday. Good matchup in a very hitter-friendly ballpark. If you think Jose Abreu bounces back at 3,500, you know, Barria's getting hit by the righty, so keep an eye on that one. You go down a little farther, it gets a little dicier, so check your lineups if you want to punt even farther than that. But there are some good options at 4K and below if you don't want to pay all the way up top, which if you want to, there's some great options. Now, second base, got Ozzie Albies, but Javi Baez against Pat Corbin at 52 is very, very exciting at second base shortstop eligibility there. Got Scooter Gennett at home against Ponce de Leon's always in play. Like Whit Merrifield against Lariano at 47, I love. You get these Royals could be a sneaky play tonight, especially weather-wise around baseball. They could definitely come into play. Lariano can also shut them down, as we've seen, so pick your poison. Brian Dozier versus Santos at 48, I like in a GPP. People only like Dozier versus lefties. He's hitting everybody right now, so don't sleep on Doge. Rugi Odor at 42 against Brett Anderson. Don't sleep on that one as well. It's a nice look there. Farther down, you have Descalso and Marte from Arizona at 42 are options for you. Cesar Hernandez at 41 in GPP oldies. Yoan Moncada at 4K. I can give a look if he's towards the top of the order. He's in play. Jonathan Scope's heating up. He's 37. Ian Kinsler's 36 versus Giolito. If you're not using Giolito, that's a good price point for a second baseman there. And Hermes Solarte is down to 3,400. He's second base, third base, a good value play there at second base for you to take a look at. Other than that, though, it gets dicey. If maybe Greg Garcia cracks the lineup versus Castillo at 3K, you can look there. Other than that, check your lineups for the real cheapies, and we'll talk about it in the Slack chat. Join us in the SD Slack chat. Third base, you got Jose Ramirez all the way up to $6,000, and rightfully so. He's earned every penny of that. He's in a great spot against Trevor Williams again, who lefties can definitely get to. Matty Carpenter at 55, I absolutely love, like I said earlier. Eugenio Suarez versus Ponce de Leon's intriguing at 48. Same with Rendon at 46 versus Chassis. Not the best matchups, but very interesting. Chris Bryant versus Patty Corbin at 44 is in play for you there. Keep an eye on that one. Sliding on down, Eduardo Escobar at 42 versus Santos. I like that quite a bit. Jake Lamb versus Pharrell at 42 is also an intriguing play for you. Rafael Devers back from the DL. He's 4,200 versus Gossman. That's worth a look. Mike Moustakas versus Liriano at 41 is interesting. Sliding on down there, like Brett Anderson, if you're not using Newcomb, he's third base outfield eligible at 4,100. He comes into play. Matt Chapman and his power versus Cole Hamels at 4K is a great GPP play. Again, Wilmer Flores at 4K we like. Beltre gets Anderson at 39, another good option there. Cheaper piece of Texas in that matchup. That Texas-Oakland game is going to be the popular one of the night, so keep an eye on that. Farther down you go, like a Yomer Sanchez at 36 in your GPPs. Yoan Camargo at 36 in your GPPs. You know, Harrison Larte at 34. Mentioned him already as an option. Matt Davidson's only 3,300 versus Barria. We talked about the righties hit Barria really, really well. So if you want to be contrarian, a first base, third base eligible Matt Davidson at 3,300 with his power upside is an option. Miguel Rojas, third base shortstop at 33 versus Newcomb as well. Other than that, maybe a Louis Valbuena, first base, third base, 2,900 versus Gili. Shortstop. Frenchie Lindor at 58, yes, yes, yes. Bogart's on fire. Javi Baez talked about him at 52 already. You got Manny Machado versus Eflin at 46. Machado's doing very, very well as expected, so don't worry about him at all. Trey Turner hits righties better than lefties. He's 45 versus Chassin, so keep him on your radar. Marcus Semien at 43 is outstanding if he's towards the top of that order for Oakland against Cole Hamels. And when you slide on down to the 4K range, now you got Andrelton Simmons at 4K. Chris Taylor's hitting everybody at 4K. Jorge Polanco, if he's in a decent spot in the Minnesota order, is only 3,900. Definitely take a look at that one. Farther down we look, you know, Yoan Camargo, talked about him already. And then it gets really bleak at the shortstop position. You know, Miguel Rojas at 33, JT Riddle at 32, but he's a lefty-lefty, so be careful there. Yeah, other than that, check your lineups. It's really bleak at shortstop. It's one of the positions where you kind of have to pay at least 4K above-ish. Now, ahead of the outfield, you got your usual suspects. You got Mookie Betts at 62. Yes, that's outstanding versus Gossman. Mike Trout at 59 is an amazing play. I like him better than Betts tonight, and he's not even 6K for once. You know, JD Martinez, Benintendi, all phenomenal looks. Michael Brantley versus Williams, so on and so forth. But then it gets interesting. You go down to like Eddie Rosario at 51, I like a lot versus Santos. Sensu Chu, lefty lefty at 49, I like a lot too because people won't play lefty lefty there. You know, Tommy Pham's heating up at 49. You got Peralta versus Farrell at 48. All going to be really good plays. Bryce Harper at 48 versus Chassin. Lefties can hit Chassin well. Harper went deep yesterday. Maybe he's going to heat up. Adam Eaton's 48 as well if you want to put a little Washington stack together. Sliding on down farther, though, you got like Jesse Winker's 47. Juan Soto at 47 is a solid look. Mentioned with Merrifield already. Love, love, love K with the Chris Davis at 46 versus Cole Hamels. He double-donged yesterday, and we know how he mashes lefties in a great ballpark. Everything lines up beautifully for that one. When you go down even farther, they've got Lorenzo Cain versus Gio Gonzalez at 46. Very intriguing. Steven Piscotty's at the 45 versus Cole Hamels. That's a steep price tag for Piscotty. Phenomenal matchup, though. Something to definitely target. Teoscar Hernandez at 4,300 bucks. Will get way overlooked. He's in a great spot versus Francisco Mejia at $4,300. Keep an eye on that one. Steve Pierce, 4,300 bucks. He's hitting righties and lefties really well right now. Hitting cleanup in a very potent offense. And he gets overlooked a lot versus the right-handed side of the plate, so you can use him in a night like tonight. And if he's hitting in the middle of that order, it comes as a big value in a GPP. So keep an eye on Steve Pierce as a kind of contrarian pivot play tonight. Slide on down, you got the likes of, you know, Leonis Martins back for Detroit. He's 4,100. You can take a look at that. Brian Anderson at 41, talked about him. Odubel Herrera in a GPP versus Stripling at 41 comes into play as well. going below the 4K range. We go Jock Jams at 4K in the GPP, especially if he's leading off. But Max Kepler at 39 for Santos, like that quite a bit. You got the likes of Daniel Palka in a GPP at 39 versus Barria, hoping for the long ball. Jose Bautista at 39 versus Lowry, he's third base outfield eligible, comes into play tonight for sure. I don't hate that at all. Cameron Maven's heating up. He's 39 versus Newcomb. I mentioned Cody Bellinger at 39 is criminal. I like Rhys Hoskins. I love Stripling, so I don't like it as much as normal, but 39 for Rhys Hoskins is still something for a GPP play, at least if you are building multiple lineups. Not a single dart probably, but multiple lineups. Definitely take a look at that. Adam Duvall at 38 in a GPP versus Ponce de Leon. I like that quite a bit. You start sliding down to the mid-threes and below. You got like Robbie Grossman. But Jorge Bonifacio versus Liriano at 36, a good value. Cole Calhoun at 36, nice little play there as well. This low three range, or mid-three range, I should say. A couple good options there. When you slide down to the bottom three, it does get a little shaky, I'll be honest with you there. But, you got Danny Valencia, but it's numbers are lefty, so you're not running to play that. It's really not a ton down here compared to normal. These slates, maybe something will open up, that's for sure. But check your lineups. It's really nothing stands out in the bottom threes. So there's your bats on this 13-game slate. Let's recap the pitching real quick. It gets interesting. Up top, you got DeGrom 1. I got Severino 2, Stripling 3. But Stripling is a great GPP play, cost saver analysis type deal. In the middle, you got Barria 1, Newcomb 2. And then down below, Liriano, Lauer, Giolito. Just depends on where you want to gamble on the slate tonight. Let's get into your BVP on this slate and then send you on your way. Mark Trumbo, 11 for 37, two doubles, four home runs off of Rick Porcello. Chris Davis, Crush Davis, he's only hitting 213, but he's got four homers off Porcello as well. And Adam Jones only hitting 211, but he's taking him deep three times. GPP type plays there. Against Kevin Gausman, JD Martinez, 5 for 10 with a homer. Mookie Betts hitting 469, 15 for 32 with a double and three homers. Steve Pierce, 5 for 12. Bogaerts, 11 for 30 with a double and a homer. Moreland's taking him deep. Jackie Bradley's taking him deep. They like Kevin Gausman. You slide on down. Matt Kemp's got two homers. Muncy 1, Utley 1, Bellinger 1, Grandal 1 off of Eflin. They're hitting 341 off of Zach Eflin. Corey Dickerson, 4 for 12, two doubles off of Kluber for GPPs. Colton Wong, Matt Carpenter, Paul DeJong, Jose Martinez, and Marcelo Zuna have all taken Luis Castillo deep. Freddie Galvez, 10 for 28 if you want a GPP shortstop versus DeGrom, but I wouldn't go there. Justin Bour has taken Sean Newcomb deep, and not a lot going on there. He's owned the Marlins in a small sample size. Freddie Freeman, 6 for 17, double triple homer off Urania. Inciarte, Flower, Suzuki have all taken Urania deep. Adrian Beltre, 7 for 19 with a double and two homers off of Brett Anderson, so I like that a little bit. Elvis Andrews, 6 for 19, stuff to look at there. But Chad Pinder, another guy I forgot to mention, I don't know how. Second base outfield eligible. We love him versus lefties. He's 7 for 8, three doubles, three homers off Cole Hamels. Go play Chad Pinder in your GPP lineups. Chris Davis, three home runs off of Cole Hamels. Luke Roy, 7 for 19, two doubles and a homer. Mark Connors, another nice value outfielder. He's taking him deep. Matt Chapman, 4 for 9 with a double. They're hitting 318 off of Cole Hamels with a 452 WOBA and a 327 ISO. They love Cole Hamels. There's a lot of value. I don't know how I miss Pinder. That's a guy I love playing versus lefty. So Pinder, Chris Davis, Chapman, Kana, Simeon, and then you can even pivot with some lefties. There's a lot of options in that day's lineup. I mentioned Jorge Bonifacio's back. A small sample, 2 for 3 versus Liriano with a double and a homer. Paulo Orlando, Sal Perez, and Whit Merrifield have all taken him deep. And as a team, only hitting 220 off of Liriano. Hernan Perez, 5 for 13, three doubles and a homer off Gio Gonzalez. Yelich is 7 for 22 with a double. So Yelich can be a good contrarian play because people will see lefty-lefty and not go there. Matt Adams has taken Chacin deep. Zimmerman's taken him deep twice. And that'll do it for your BVP. That'll do it for Quick Hits. No major birthdays today on the MLB Diamond. But get ready for a big week of action. We've got the RBC Canadian Open coming up for golf. So we've got the Always Pressing PGA DFS podcast recording tonight. Supposed to be recording a bench with Bubba tonight. I'll announce it tomorrow to make sure it happens. But we got that going on tonight. Got Around the Bases this week. But check out last week's Around the Bases with Bubba and Mo episode 72. Good stuff there. And two bench with Bubba's last week, episode 106 with Bob Lung, talking some good consistency in fantasy football. And episode 107 with Pat D of the FWO and Fantrax Sports. Lots of good baseball talk with him. So tons going on there. We got the pitching primer from Dana's out to help you with your week 16 fantasy baseball action. You know, Andrew McClintock's been pumping out some great info. Much more going on at the site. So go check it out. Join us in the Slack chat. Just ask for an invite on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, whatever. Just let us know. And I'm on Twitter at BDintric. With any questions you have, we are at the Sports Degens. But good luck on this Monday. Watch the weather. Ask questions away. Let's get it in. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, July 23rd edition. I'm out.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.